Hi, and welcome to the Radio Buzz. I want to take the reality show challenge. I figured that since the new wave of television shows are reality-based, and everyone in their uncle is developing a series, why don't I jump in with both feet? How bad could it be? There would be no thinking involved. We haven't had to use the thought-provoked part of our brain since the news was really the news and not a lead-in to the network's other shows that evening. Walter Cronkite, I really miss you. The American viewing audience is being torn from its network roots by a cable industry that just doesn't care that they appeal to the least common denominator, the average Joe. It went from get a life to now I've got someone else's life on almost every channel. Reality programming costs so much less than a great sitcom does, so it's no wonder everyone is jumping on the bandwagon. And what a band it is. It's comprised of almost everyone who wants to be famous or infamous for their 15 minutes. And really, why deprive anyone of it? We've got enough cable channels to give everybody who wants one their own show. So, coming this spring, the Buzz Reality Show. All buzz, all the time. I'll have a camera and mic attached to my head 24/7, so what I see, you see. And so starts my reality day. The first thing you see is a big hairy cat face licking the lens. I wake up to Betsy the cat meowing at 5:30 because that's her reality. So simply turn in your sleep, and to her, you're up. Now the dog's up, and lucky the Wonder Dog's reality is that if we don't go out for a walk first thing, there's another kind of reality I'll face on the floor. Feed the animals, including Alice and Trixie, our outside cats, who, in return for a portion of cat food twice a day, take care of the small rodent reality, which is another type of reality we don't want to deal with. We sweep away the ant reality, which has gathered around the cat food that the possum reality has just about finished off sometime during the night. We know where that possum sleeps during the day, but we will not set up the ladder against the side of the house and climb up to the eave where the clever bushy-tailed rodent sleeps, because the reality of that situation is that it probably didn't read the book that said they're afraid of you, and an encounter might leave you with a doctor reality. Well, so far all I've got is animal reality. What next? Where's my part of the show? Oh, here it is. The reality of a headache if I don't brew that morning coffee. Isn't my life fascinating so far? I'm sure that Nielsen would rate this somewhere below My Mother, the Car, and slightly above the Mexican series Papa Lo Sabe Todo. Why don't we just package a conglomeration of all the shows, air it on one single channel over and over, and let the reality speak for itself? I'm an average American bachelor non-celebrity mole survivor who brings my big fat obnoxious fiancé to meet my folks. In a bizarre twist, she wants to marry my dad because in a worst-case scenario, the house rules say they're married by America. Huh, so now I'm with Busey in a dating experiment because he's the perfect partner with a fear factor that includes a jackass from The Simple Life being punked by an apprentice bachelorette with an echo challenge in what turns out to be stupid behavior caught on tape. Well, if that show doesn't make the top 10 before it's even released, I'll be America's next top model. And here's how you can tell if someone's a reality show addict. If they jump off a cliff and somebody else's life flashes before their eyes. And that's your Radio Buzz.